I knew somewhere inside, I knew he would hate me for what I was about to do. But I had given him a fair chance. Did he simply not want me? That couldn't be it. I knew he watched me while I was bathing. I have even attempted to seduce him, to try to get him to come closer. I had arched my back and bent over to give him a good look at my most secret place. I even started to massage my breasts. All that, and he had run away. I couldn't believe it. I wanted him to take me then. I wanted him to own me and have me. But he was too kind, too gentle to do something like that. But I knew I could make him feel good, and that once he felt how good I can be to him, he would understand. I gave him one last chance right before bed. I wore only a thin white top that showed off everything. My meager breasts, my strong thighs, my smooth muscles and skin, even the softest part of me, bare, pink, and wet with want. I crept from my bedroll and moved to his. He was curled up and he looked so good. I knew that he wanted this as badly as I did. He must. He just didn't know how to express it. Careful not to wake him, I pulled back the covering. There it was. So perfect and so handsome. I remembered him rubbing it one night when he thought I was asleep, and whispering my name as he came. I kissed it softly, my warm hands feeling its strength. I gave it the justice it deserved as I brought it to my lips, sucking it until it was at its full length. Some girls might not think it was enough, but it was all I wanted and more than enough to quench the fire in me. I could feel how wet I was, and I knew I had to keep going. Gently, I turned him over, straddled him, and put him in. He felt so good inside me, and I rocked my, as he had called them, childbearing hips against him. He stirred, questioning me even as I held down his hands. He wanted this. He just had to let it happen. All at once, he was awake, pushing, pulling, and twisting against my grip. I held him between my thighs with ease, holding him firm but soft, enough so as not to hurt him. I would never hurt him. He kept asking me why and telling me to stop, but he wanted it. I felt that just as deeply as I felt his cock in me. I simply kissed him, stroked his cheek, and told him it was okay. I told him this was all for him. I wanted to tell him how much he meant to me, but not yet. Even as he tried to buck me off, I could feel him stirring in me, getting ready to come. I was about to bring him to his peak, and that pushed me selfishly into mine. Right before I came, I whispered my message into his ear, my pleading confession. I love you. And with that, we came as one. I felt his hot seed in me. And even as close as I was with him, I wanted to be closer, as close as I could be. As we finished, I lay over him, careful to let him breathe, but greedy for the proximity. I hope he knows I meant it. I love you, my cousin.